All right, you may have noticed more bugs and insects flying and roaming around over the past month during the slightly warmer weather. Mind you, it's not warm today, I would have said. Here to make us help us make friends with them is the great Colly Ennis, Research Associate in Zoology at TCD and host of the Critter Shed podcast. Colly, great to see you. I always love to see you, but I'm always slightly nervous when I see
what
you.
I'm going to bring in. I know, yeah.
And you remember from the last time,
I do
have a slight fear, to say the least, of toads.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, frogs and toads.
And unfortunately, I have a toad with me here.
But you know what? We're in Studio 10. So to kind of just try and explain to the listeners, normally we're in Studio 6, it's a bit smaller, it's a bit more intimate. This is a bigger studio. So you're sitting further away from me than you normally
distance,
would.
Yeah.
And I'm quite happy with that today, I have to say. So who is the toad? And I'm looking at him now. He's not as big or scary, actually, as I thought.
Yeah, he's an Asian toad.
Okay.
And he's originally from Thailand. What's happening a lot this summer is, of course, people are traveling all over the world and they're bringing their bags and their backpacks and staying in these lovely jungle locations or locations next to places where lots of bugs and insects and frogs and lizards will be hanging around. And occasionally someone decide to take a little trip back home to Ireland and are handed into various rescue places and pet shops, and some of them end up with me in
so
in
literally
the end,
somebody opened the bag, opened the rucksack to wash the laundry and this and jumped out.
Yeah.
Oh, stop the light.
Yeah.
I would not be able for it.
And we've had...
Is it quite common that that happens?
Yeah, really common. And it's like one of those things I tried to tell people. If you are going away to kind of a tropical area, even to Spain, Portugal, places like that, check your bags, shake out your boots, make sure your t-shirts have been, if you've left anything out in the balcony or anything like that, because we've had everything from scorpions to lizards to toads to spiders arrive into the country this year in pretty big numbers considering, you know, so it's one of those things to check for when you're on holiday.
Okay, so when something like that pops out of your rucksack, do you phone somebody? Or like, well, I run out of the house, first of all, but like, do you have to bring it to a shelter or to the pet shop, or what happens?
Best part of call is to go to an animal rescue if you can. If not, then your local pet shop will do as well, because they'll have somebody who will know somebody and give it a good home.
Okay.
The thing we have to watch out for is, particularly with amphibians, is there's a disease going around called chytrid fungus, which we do not have in Ireland, and it's quite devastating to amphibians. So the idea of one of these jumping out your bag at home and you just let it go in a park is a really bad idea.
Okay.
Get it to somebody who knows what they're doing and they can look after it properly.
Okay. He's got quite a cute name. Dimple is what
Dimple,
you've called
him. Yeah, yeah.
So where does he live in your house?
He lives in a lovely enclosure which matches his habitat at home and is fed lots of bugs and crickets and has a great old life now. So he's quite acclimatised.
He found the right home by the sounds of things. When all creepy crawlies are alive and thriving, it is this time of the year. So this must be your favourite time of year, is it?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. Like if you go out into your garden, your park now at the moment, you stop and smell the roses, but also look in the nettles, look in the wildflowers, and you will see all sorts of creatures out and about. We have our ladybirds, our hoverflies, we've got butterflies, our multitude of bees around as well at the moment. And it's a really good time for nature, a great time to get your kids out off the iPads, off the screens, and get out and rooting around in ponds and in rivers and in the wildflower meadows, and kind of really getting them to get their hands dirty and touch and pick up worms, pick up caterpillars. It's a great thing for, you know, physically and mentally. It's brilliant for kids.
And I was saying at the top of the show, and I'm sure this is the same in many households around the country, for kids, for a lot of kids, the fear can set in quite early. I've got one of my kids who loves, like, will literally pick up the worm, put it in her pocket, loves that, anything dead, she's, you know, and the other one is absolutely terrified.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what tips or tricks do you have? Is it just about exposing to kids early, exposing them early to it?
Yeah, it is. It's like, you know, start as you mean to continue, kind of, you know.
Yeah. I did with both of mine, but one just had an aversion to it.
And you will have natural fears like arachnophobia, fear of rats, snakes, stuff like that. That is genetic in some of us and very kind of part of our core being. And that's a little bit more difficult to get over. But I mean, exposure... showing them the wonder of nature, explaining to them that Mr. Spider is more scared of you than you are of it, and there's very little chance of it harming you. All these things help to kind of instill that wonder of nature in kids. And the earlier you get them out there, the better.
I know there's a lot of classrooms around the country who are doing that, the caterpillar, where you have the box in the classroom and then you watch the
metamorphosis. And there's great stuff going on. I mean, up in South Dublin County Council, we have the Stepping Stone Ponds project going on with the Herpetological Society and the Stepping Stone Ponds crew up there. And it's brilliant because they're bringing all this wildlife into school gardens and exposing kids to stuff that maybe they wouldn't have opportunity, especially in urban areas. Things are getting kind of concreted over and you don't see as much creepy crawlies anymore. So these kind of initiatives are fantastic.
Mm. Nighttime as well is a good. It can be a bit of crack for kids. It can feel like a real adventure going out with torches.
Yes, recommended.
Yeah, I mean, I know you'd love that. And this time of the year, coming into the summer, lots of kids want to go camping, camp out in the garden, put the tent out.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of a good time, isn't it, to go looking for the creepy crawlies. Yeah.
If you have an old lamp at home, you can turn it upside down over a plastic tub, put some egg cartons underneath it and leave it there for an hour or two, and you will draw in all the moths, all the flying insects. The unfortunately named cockchafer beetle will arrive. It's a big, huge, chunky beetle that's around at this time of year. And, you know, it's kind of magical because you're out there at night and the kids are really blown away by this kind of menagerie of creatures that come in to land on the lamp. It's fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We can't give Dimple there all the limelight, your toad from Thailand. What in underneath there you have?
Are they cockroaches? I have cockroaches, yeah. And these guys are unusual because...
Jesus, they're big, Collie. Yeah. They're big ones.
And they make noise. Oh, God. There you go.
Oh!
Performed on cue.
Wow.
So these are hissing cockroaches from Madagascar. And I keep these. These are not native to Ireland. I keep these as recyclers in my house. So all the kitchen waste that we have goes in a little tub, and then at the end of the week goes into these, and I've hundreds and thousands of them, and they kind of turn it into guano, which is basically cockroach poo, and then that goes out into my vegetables.
Fertilizer.
Yeah.
So you say you have thousands of these guys?
Oh, yeah. A big enclosure with loads of them in it. And, yeah. And they in turn can feed like the likes of Dimple here. So it's a very...
Self-sufficient environment.
Self-sufficient little kind of setup at home, yeah. There you go.
I mean, they are huge. They'd be probably four times the size of a normal cockroach, would they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So palm your hand. I don't think it'd be one of those things that would be easy to sell to the general public as a kitchen recycler.
Anybody in RTE now is going, make sure that fella puts it back in the box, tie it tight and get him out of here. Collie Ennis, it is always a pleasure to see you. Not so much your little friends, but great to see you. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for coming in.